1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Andy Field. It's been an extreme summer for millions, especially those in Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. It's getting worse as a heat wave tomorrow will stretch from Maine to Southern California. Democratically elected president of Niger has been ousted. Members of the African nation's military appearing on TV saying they've seized control and imposed a curfew. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is watching closely.
Whether this constitutes a coup technically or not, I can't say. That's for the lawyers to say. But what it clearly constitutes is an effort to seize power by force.
Blinken says America's relations with Niger depends on the outcome of that situation. Federal Reserve raising interest rates another 0.25% again. The board unhappy inflation hasn't yet reached the 2% goal. This is the 11th rate hike in 17 months. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meeting with the Russian defense minister on military cooperation. This is ABC News. A mea culpa from Rudy Giuliani.
In a new court filing, Rudy Giuliani conceded he made false statements about two Georgia election workers, Rudy Freeman and Shay Moss, who are suing him for defamation. The filing states Giuliani does not contest the factual allegations made by Freeman and Moss and that the actionable factual statements were false. Giuliani is still contesting any claim of damages and maintaining the statements he made in the matter were constitutionally protected. Freeman and Moss say they were harassed after Giuliani spread allegations they counted extra votes in the 2020 election. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Another tech giant posting better than expected second quarter profits. Meta now joining Alphabet and Microsoft in beating analyst expectations. Meta posting a $7.7 billion profit. That's an 11% revenue growth. New York City officials plan to set up a shelter for up to 1,000 migrants in the parking lot of a state psychiatric hospital in Queens. Thousands of asylum seekers continue to arrive in the city each week. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Aldous Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Aldous Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. It's been an extreme summer for millions, especially those in Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. It's getting worse as a heat wave tomorrow will stretch from Maine to Southern California. Democratically elected president of Niger has been ousted. Members of the African nation's military appearing on TV saying they've seized control and imposed a curfew. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is watching closely.
Whether this constitutes a coup, technically or not, I can't say. That's for the lawyers to say. But what it clearly constitutes is an effort to seize power by force.
Blinken says America's relations with Niger depends on the outcome of that situation. Federal Reserve raising interest rates another 0.25% again. The board unhappy inflation hasn't yet reached the 2% goal. This is the 11th rate hike in 17 months. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meeting with the Russian defense minister on military cooperation. This is ABC News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Aldous Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh.
Josh during the Experimental Aircraft Association EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by St. Paul Public Schools.
Yes, I'm an alumni teacher of St. Paul, and I went to St. Paul Public Schools, and as you probably are listening on those ads that we're running, they're giving out $10,000 bonuses for teachers and other support staff, so check it out, spps.org. Hey, we're here with, I don't know, I just did a commercial, Arvina. I love.
Hey, we're here. That was pretty good.
Arvina Martin. Well, it was funny. Haley and I were at the Twins game. I don't know if you saw that, Arvina. We did the show live from the Twins game, and I wasn't used to doing all the talking in the show. I usually just let our guests talk, and I kept on saying to Haley, "How much time do I have left?" And she goes, "Oh, another 7 minutes." I'm going, "What?
7 minutes? Like, yeah."
So it was
we both were like ADHD looking out at the field, because where we were sitting, it was like, you know, the press desk. And so we're not facing each other. We're just both looking out at the field. And yeah. There was so much going on. I felt like, oh, what is that?
Well, I also thought, Arvina, that I was talking for 20 minutes and it ended up being I was only talking for 3 minutes.
See, well, and I do have ADHD, and so I'm sitting here, it's a lot easier for me to talk and like have meetings and stuff and process what's happening if I'm doing something with my hands. So I'm beating, if you see me look down, I'm still listening. It just helps me be able to, you know, process what's happening in the moment. Because otherwise, my mind wanders really easily.
Exactly.
Hey, whatever works.
Exactly. Hey, so I'm wondering too, if you could update our listening audience kind of a little bit what you're talking about, the Indigenous Games of 2023, if just give a little background on that, because Wisconsin youth did awesome.
Yeah, I believe, and this is all just stuff I've gleaned from like social media and from having friends and relatives that all participated in all different kinds of games. It's the Indigenous Games, I believe, happen every 4 years and are a like Olympic style sports competition. So lots of different kinds of sports and like track and field and golf and games and things like that for Native folks in North America. And they had all of the teams divided up, there were different divisions based on age and gender, and everybody competed as the state or the province that they were from. So other than the Haudenosaunee, I apologize to any of our relatives that heard me mispronounce that. Haudenosaunee or Haudenosaunee, I've heard it pronounced both ways. So I apologize if I messed that up. But they competed as their own team. About 5,000 youth. And I'm just looking, I've got on my other screen over here, I'm looking, and Team Wisconsin finished highest out of all the U.S. teams, but behind Saskatchewan, British Columbia, Ontario, Alberta, Manitoba, and the Eastern Door and the North. So yeah. There were a lot of kids. Wisconsin came home with 56 medals.
Wow.
Contrasting, Saskatchewan had 52 gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these delegations were really big.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, I know in Wisconsin, boys did well in basketball because I have an aide that went there, a representative aide and her family. And I think her daughter played basketball, too. But they did really well. And it's like the real deal. You know, I'm seeing pictures and videos of what's going on. They marched in. They did the whole Olympic style ceremonies. It was really awesome.
I was telling Haley last week that when I saw pictures popping up in my feed, it was making me teary just to see all of these, you know, Native youth coming out and you know, representing their communities and representing their tribes and their state or province. You know, what an honor and how cool to be able to meet other Native youth, other kids doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
I have an update too, I guess, and just regarding the games as well. But this is coming from Alex Buffalohead of NACDI, who we've had on the show before. But in her update about the games, several Indigenous youth athletes from Minnesota participated in volleyball, baseball, and basketball. The Minnesota Red Bears Athletics trained and supported several of these athletes. Patrick Crow, also known as Yamni Crow from Pine Ridge, played U19 basketball, won a silver medal, and played with only 6 active players.
Ooh.
Can you imagine that? Right. Patricia Crow, also from Pine Ridge, and I hope I'm saying this right, Ania Smith of White Earth participated in U19 girls volleyball, as well as Malachi Crow of Pine Ridge, William Moose Jr. of White Earth, Mukwa Roberts Jr., a U16 team from the Dakota Svelling, Minnesota basketball team, also won silver medals. And Amerins Chamberlain Ho-Chunk competed with the U19 team as well.
Baseball.
Baseball.
What's great is, you know, we support our young athletes as a nation, and all three of us here are Ho-Chunk, and we got to be proud of how we support our youth, and it's really really exciting too. Speaking of support, you know, we have the executive director here of Emerge Wisconsin, and that's all about support. And I know good things are happening, and we talk a lot about it, and I know more and more about it each time. How you go about your business and how you're working with young natives to run. And I just want to be here and support whatever you got going on. So what do you have any updates or any feelings about this in the last week? I know it's a process, so things don't happen like every minute, but you know.
I mentioned previously that we finished up our first cohort. They finished their training and they will be graduating on Sunday. Oh. So yes, I'm very excited to see them all. We didn't get to meet in person as much as we normally would have due to winter weather on some of the weekends that made it, you know, it wasn't safe to travel, and keeping people at home is safe is important, obviously, excuse me. But that means we didn't get to see each other as many times and get to know each other in person the same. Mm-hmm. So I am very much looking forward to our graduation ceremony and, you know, just being able to cap off an amazing year of work that these women put in into learning about what it is that makes them want to run for office and how to do it and how to do it in a way that is authentically themselves. You know, at Emerge, we're not, you know, saying this is how you run a campaign and this is the box that you need to be in. We, you know, want people who are able to, you know, take the lessons and the resources and the connections and then be able to put them towards positive campaigns that are, you know, that are equitable, that are inclusive of all kinds of people in whatever ways that need to be included so that everybody, you know, can be a part and participate in your campaign, but also so that you're able to like effectively communicate. And that is helpful, not just for running, but for serving and doing it in a way that is authentic to yourself. I think that's really important. And I think that we, when we have electeds serving who are able to be authentic to who they are as real people and not just, you know, this is how Arvina, the alder person does this. This is how Arvina, you know, the human being operates. And that informs how Arvina, the elder, would make decisions on things and talk to people and everything. So I'm just really excited. I can't wait to see, you know, some of these women are already making plans to run either next spring or next fall. So we've got, So we've got people that are already committing to it and, you know, starting to make their plans and put to use the training that they've got this last year. You know, it's exciting. It's super, super exciting. We've got a class, I call them small but mighty, but we they all have, I mean, tremendous stories and experiences, but also a tremendous amount of pride in their communities, and a desire to help, you know, and a desire to make the places where they live better than they are right now. And I think that that's the only actual prerequisite to, you know, real prerequisite. I mean, except for things that have like age-based, you know, conditions like that. But that's really the qualification you need in order to serve in elected office. You need to care about your community and making it better.
Well, and I was taught, and I don't know, Arvina, if you were taught, but I was taught that the women have always led the way, you know, and in a lot of ways. I mean, even if, as far back as, I shouldn't say as far back, but as recent as the American Indian Movement, they might have had a few men that were up in front, but the women were making all the decisions in the background. And I think that's the way, in a good way, we should be supporting here as me as a man, because that's how things get done. Come on.
Well, and I think if you look at especially the Ho-Chunk Nation, we do have a strong history of intelligent and strong and powerful women that serve. You know, I feel like if you go back, we're very close to parity almost always, in terms of the makeup of our legislative body. Our legislature has, you know, good numbers of, you know, equal-ish numbers of men and women. It's never, you know, like just one. And what our first chairwoman of the Ho-Chunk Nation, then when it was the Wisconsin Winnebago, Helen Miller Minor. I'm afraid of I'm going to say her name backwards. So if I got that wrong too, I apologize. And I'm referring to her with great respect, and I apologize if I messed that up. But you know, think about Charisse Davids, you know, there's so many incredible women that we have in our communities that are ready to put in the work. And that's not to say that we don't have men that are not ready and willing to do the same. And I've told folks that I'm happy to help direct them to places that can train them. But even though Emerge Wisconsin can't do that, I am happy to help and direct them to organizations that can.
Yeah, and we're here willing to help at Native Roots Radio. We've done symposiums. We've done these things all over Turtle Island, and we're really excited to have you on pretty often now, weekly at least, to speak your truth and get that word out there. I know you're busy right now, but will you come back for just a little bit here in this last segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be right back with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin. Ho-wah.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Your neighbors are talking about the Blue Line Extension, connecting North Minneapolis, Crystal, Robbinsdale, and Brooklyn Park to the light rail transit system.
The Blue Line allows us to actually connect people in real time to this community. Instead of bypassing it, they're going to stop and shop. They're going to stop and play. They're going to stop and work. Blue Line is a connector.
Hear more of this story and others at yourblueline.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh. Arvina was muted during her howl. We might have to do that again.
Oh, no! I had a little bitty awoo.
Oh, okay, we can take that down. Oh, it's broken now. Oh no,
it was broken.
Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, executive director of Emerge Wisconsin, and we're talking about a lot of things, but I'd like you to talk a little bit more about Emerge. And one of the things I always want to bring up is, you know, how people can support this, and where's your website and Facebook?
Yeah, you can find us on social media at Emerge WI or Emerge Wisconsin. And our website is wi.emergeamerica.org. And you can go there to find out information about future programming that we're going to be doing, information about things that our alumna are working on and are getting bodies that they're getting elected to and amazing work that they're doing. And the thing that is most helpful to us is when you donate. So we do have a link there where you can go and give us a donation. We actually, I think it's about 80% of our budget is all directly program related. So, you know, your money's going to good work and good use, to our, you know, training these future leaders, current leaders and future leaders of, Wisconsin. And we're also, you know, anybody out there in, Wisconsin that is interested in thinking, you know, maybe this is going to be the time I want to do something like this. You can also go to our website and get on our mailing list that will announce when our applications are open. We will be opening those up so you can start applying this year on Labor Day, and it will go through November, and we'll pull together an amazing cohort for our class of 2024. And remember how I said that the one thing that you need, like the one qualification that you need for being an elected official, is to care about your community and wanting to right. make it better.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to give this message to any woman, well, any person out there that is thinking about, you know, maybe this would be a good spot for me. Maybe I could serve on my county board or my school board. Do it. Run for office. You have a perspective and a unique experience that no one else has. And maybe mm-hmm. that's what your local legislative body, what your government needs, is your experience. You don't need to be an attorney. You don't have to have a college degree. You just have to be able to take a look at things critically and figure out solutions. Don't tell yourself you're not qualified,
mm-hmm.
you know, I, especially for women, that can be so hard right. to decide, oh, well, that person's more qualified than me. I'm just not going to I'm not going to put myself out there. Put yourself out there. I don't know if some of you have noticed some of the elected officials that we have at all levels, and they're certainly not thinking, am I qualified? And they just, they're like, I am qualified. And they go and they run, and sometimes they win. And you know,
I was just out. I was just out in Long Island. I don't even want to say the person's name. You know, we have a place up there.
I almost forgot about that guy.
Yeah. Well, hey, I want to say this too. I've had a lot of awesome politicians, women politicians on this show, and I'll say a good 70% of them did not win their first election. And the important thing that I want to bring up with that is that it is a process, and sometimes they come back for the second election and win big because they know the process, they've gone through it, and they feel more comfortable and whatever. What is your thoughts on that? Have you heard the same thing?
I mean, it's absolutely, it's very common. I mean, think about how many times Joe Biden ran for president. I mean, he was running in the late 80s, early 90s too, right? He's run many times and got elected this last time. You know, and it's totally fine, especially as a first-time candidate. Sometimes we have candidates that don't decide to run until kind of last minute. So they've got to collect their signatures, and maybe they only have a couple of days, and they're going in and they don't really know, they don't have a plan, they don't know what they're doing. That's a great, you know, if you do that, you know, you still have so much to learn. You've gone through it and you kind of understand a bit, well, probably quite a fair amount of campaigns, but then, you know, you can participate in training programs that will teach you the things that you're going to need to know how to do, like how to ask for money, like how to call your relatives. And it's hard, especially, you know, in our communities, we don't just go and ask for money, you know, in the way that others may. And so learning how to do that and being less afraid and framing your ask and believing it in that ask for money less as give me money, and it's more give your friends and loved ones an opportunity to support you,
right?
You know, and people want to do that, you know. So learning things like that, learning about, you know, how to know how many doors you need to knock on and which doors should you knock on, you know, what's a good use of your campaign time and your resources, your whether it's staff or volunteers, or whether it is funding, you know, what is the best, also your time, you know, that's the biggest resource in a campaign. And it's the one that always gets smaller. It never gets bigger again. So, you know, going to trainings like these, like what we do at Emerge and other organizations, like last week we had my friend John Smallwood from Wisconsin Progress join us, and his organization does candidate training too. And so not only are you getting that practical information, but you're hearing it from people that do this, like that's their profession. So you're getting experts to teach you, plus you're making connections with those experts. So like later, you know, you can, you know, John came and did fundraising training for us. So any of our class members can go and send John an email, say, hey, I have this question about an event I'm throwing, and he'll be there and can help out. And then it's just all the connections you make with the cohort the class that you participate in, and, you know, people that end up running and running for office is a really weird experience. When I ran for Secretary of State and was crisscrossing all over, I was with people all the time, but it was really lonely because, you know, your campaign, you have the same conversations and the people want to know kind of similar things about you. And nobody, unless you've done it, you don't really kind of have anybody, or you don't know how to relate, because there isn't really another kind of similar experience that you can that folks can easily relate to. So having a cohort and a group of people going through the same experience makes that the whole journey a lot less lonely, and it helps bolster your own self-esteem. You know, you've got these, in our case with Emerge, you've got this whole group of women who believe in you and know that you are capable and are going to help lift you up and give you those moments of when you're self-doubting, be like, I don't like that. No, you don't talk about yourself this way. You are capable, you are competent, and you're going to win this. So let's go do it. You know, those are all things that are necessary for a successful campaign, and training is a great way to go find them all in one place.
Hey, thank you, Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Merge Wisconsin. I also want to give a big shout out to State Representative Jessica Hansen and, of course, Haley and our listening audience. We're still here.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm